What did you make over the last 48 hours of what this team has done on the weekend in Buffalo and then again in Minnesota?
Well, it's the leadership. So to me, that's leadership, what they did after getting spanked. You could keep reeling, but instead, you know, your leaders take control. Horvat, Miller, it's not your young guys, which is awesome, because you can't expect everything to land on Pettersson and Hughes' shoulders. Yes, they were good, but it was the leaders that really, really stepped it up a notch, that took them from, you know, where they were in Florida to winning back-to-back games this weekend. It was pretty awesome to watch, actually.
You called it, man. You called it as I sat on the post-game show with Sat Shaw on Saturday afternoon. You said you would go back to Jacob Markstrom. Why did you like that, and why was that the right call?
Because, I mean, thanks for bringing that up. I appreciate you acknowledging that I was finally right once in my life.
Pump your tires, buddy. I got to pump your tires.
But, yeah, you know what? No, it's this is... You know, this is where my experience of being a player and being a goalie comes in, because I know when in back-to-back situations as a goalie, when it's not good to play you and when it's fine to play you. And there was absolutely zero reason why they shouldn't have played Markstrom on Sunday, because of the fact that he'd only really played, I think, 38 minutes in the first game, sat the next one, and then played a full game in Buffalo. So there was fatigue shouldn't have been a factor. There was plenty of rest. You get in a decent hour. It's when you don't get in a decent hour the night before, you don't get a good sleep, and it's like, and the whole travel day is convoluted. That's when it's tough to start a goalie in a back-to-back situation. But he wasn't overworked in Buffalo. But the sequence of saves he makes in the last 3 minutes of the game in Minnesota, incredible. This guy just keeps impressing me more and more every time.
Oh, some of those toe saves, in the last 2 minutes of the game yesterday at the XL Energy Center yesterday. Oh my goodness! I mean,
yeah,
you know, it was like a confidence builder Saturday, as you described, against Buffalo. But yesterday it was like, okay, Jacob Markstrom's back.
Yeah, it was. But in all honesty, those two teams in Florida, like, they're top tier teams. I know Florida's where they are in the standings. But if that team puts it together, they are one of the best teams out east. Like, it was impressive how they moved the puck around. You saw what they did to the Leafs yesterday, beat the Leafs 8-4. So if that team wants to put it together, Joel and Quenneville can get that team together, man, those two teams are what the Canucks need to aspire to be, right? They're not there yet, and that's okay. Yeah, the Florida wasn't great, but the Canucks aren't there yet, and that's okay. But you know what? The response over the weekend on teams that they needed points from was it was great to see against Buffalo and Minnesota.
Corey, is the relationship with Jacob, with Thatcher, Travis, and Ian Clark such, and you would know this, you're going to play Jacob Markstrom as much as you can. I'm sure a coach will ask, hey, are you ready to go? And I assume most athletes go, yeah, I can play. But is the relationship such that Jacob would go, you know what, I could probably use the reset, give it to Thatcher? Are they there yet? Have they kind of created that kind of a culture where he can feel comfortable to say, no, I'd probably be better if I'm backing up this one?
Yeah, I think if that's the case, I have yet to, meet a top end goalie that would pass up a start. So I think they're at the point, if he was not feeling well, if he was ill, he would say, hey, I can't do it today. I think that's important, because you want to be able to still help the team win. It's selfish if you don't, you're sick and you don't pull yourself out of the lineup. But as far as what happened on Sunday, Jacob Markstrom's a gamer. Like, this guy wants to, if he could start 82 of 82, he would. That's how he is. That's how he operates. So, I didn't see any problem with yesterday, and their relationship is really good. Travis had Marky in Utica, so they've known each other a long time. Ian Clark's come in and done a nice job with the goalies that he's had, so you have to trust his opinion. And, I talked to Travis a little bit. He's like, our goalies used to play back-to-back all the time in games when he played the NHL. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I don't know what the big deal is. Everybody makes a bigger deal out of it than it is.
Yeah, these guys, and Hershey, this isn't a slight on Thatcher Demko, right? I mean, I think some people seem to interpret that as something as on social media saying, "Oh, Travis Green just doesn't have the confidence in Thatcher Demko right now." This is going with your best shot. This is going with your all-star goalie against a Western Conference rival when it matters.
This is like you got Connor McDavid on a Saturday and a Sunday, and you're going to sit him out on Sunday in a conference game for another guy? Like, no.
He needs to rest.
You go with your best guys. Thatcher Demko is, he doesn't have a ton of NHL experience. He's still a good goalie. His job, he is the backup. This is his job. This is not a slight on Thatcher Demko. This is, I've got Jacob Markstrom. His game is starting to really come around. And why wouldn't I play him on Sunday? You know, when I played in the Olympics, I played every game in the Olympics, and Manny Legacy was my backup. Well, Manny Legacy went on to have a pretty good damn NHL career, right? So it's not a slight on the other guy. It's that Marky's your guy, and that this is what a backup's role is.
I think Kachuk's role is to get under the skin of some opponents. He did that in a big way on Saturday. What did you think of the hits and Zach Cassian's reaction as he gets set to talk to the NHL about a possible suspension?
Yeah, I mean, I could really go off here, but
go ahead.
It's hard for me because I know George Parros. I do believe that the league does the best they can to protect the players, to have a safe game. They do the best they can. It's a tough job. It is a very tough job. My issue is that when you look at the replay, and the league has an ability to look at the replays, those hits are reckless. He's trying to hurt him, right? Like that's the stuff we need to get taken out of the game. So the officials on the ice during the game don't take care of it. And then you end up with Cassian, who's like, well, I guess, you know, finally I got to take matters into my own hands because I'm not being protected by the officials right now. And so you get what you get, which is ugly hockey. And he's going to get suspended, and Kachuk's going to skate away with nothing. There were hits to the head. He turns backwards, to use the biggest part of his body to hit Cassian, so he doesn't hurt himself, which is his butt, and clearly hits him in the head. So you've got a vulnerable player, and Kachuk just recklessly, that's an attempt to injure. That's the stuff we need to take out of the game. And it just, to me, it's disappointing that now Cassian's the guy that's going to get suspended because he had to take matters into his own hands.
Well,
someone didn't do their job. Yeah.
Well, and that's, and this is where I think it's flawed in the sense that, you know, is frontier justice the way to police things in 2020? I think we've kind of gotten beyond that in a lot of ways, but if the NHL still allows stuff like this to go, you know, and I'll say this, Hershey, and I go back to the point I made a couple hours earlier at the outset of this show. You know, Jacob Trouba got fined the maximum amount by the CBA rules yesterday for an infraction, and that was $5,000. Now, what does $5,000 mean in a league where the average salary is around $3 million a year? Like, that's a parking ticket, right? And so if the NHL and the player, and this is the players too, like the players have to own this just as much, but there has to be a desire to fix this in the next CBA and start putting a little bit of teeth and putting some meat into these fines. And you don't have to suspend everybody all the time, right? I mean, we talk about suspensions, but, you know, that doesn't have to be the answer. Put in something more in line like the NBA and the National Football League and, you know, maybe a $50,000 fine in place that, you know what, Matthew Tkachuk, maybe he doesn't necessarily need to be suspended, but, you know, if Zach Cassian's going to get punished, you know, it's just as easy to hand down a $25,000, $30,000, $50,000 fine to Matthew Tkachuk saying, hey, guess what, you can't behave like that anymore either.
Well, and I would like
message sent
exactly, then. Exactly, and I would love that because it goes to the emergency players' assistance fund for guys like me, old guys like me. But you know, I don't disagree. But here's my thing: is when are you the NHLPA and you step in and you go to a guy? Look, that was stupid. You're trying to end a guy's career. You know, where's the NHLPA in all of this? Should they not be calling their players and going, "That was really reckless"? You're trying to end a guy's career, like. The NHLPA oversees all of them, and they're all in it together, supposedly. But But when do they step in and say, hey, you know what? Play the game hard, play the game smart, but why are you trying to end another one of our members' careers? Because that's what you did. You know, if Cassian, if that thing could have gotten really ugly, Cassian's a big man and a big body, but, you know, to me, it's like there's no accountability for what happens on the ice, and it's that's disappointing to me.
Yeah, and I think the only difference is if Tkachuk were to run, when he's trying that wraparound, if Tkachuk runs by him with the elbow out, I don't think the hit is any less fierce than what it was when he hit him with his butt.
Because I agree.
You see Cassian's head just snap. So, I mean, the force is exactly the same, so I think they almost have to look at it. You can't just go elbow. It was a hit to the head. Simple
so if Cassian
that.
Lays there too, though, right, and it goes to a concussion, he's got to go in to get checked out for a concussion or whatever. Then it's a, you know, then everybody's like, oh, it's a, you know, so, but Cassian's not that type of player. He gets up, he'll play through anything because he's one tough mofo. He's a tough man. And, you know, and nothing comes of it, but now Cassian's going to get suspended because the refs didn't do their job, and that's disappointing.
Well, enjoy the rest of the day. You got a day off here before
he's in Winnipeg. What's he going to do in Winnipeg to enjoy?
Taxes.
tax time already, boy.
Yeah, it's coming up. But hey, I just want to mention that before I go, I want to mention that Thursday is Hockey Talks night for the Canucks, and January 16th. It's going to be a great cause, mental health night. So, Canucks versus Arizona. Get out and take a look and support. There's going to be lots of stuff going on at the arena, it's going to be a great evening of hockey talks. The teams are doing a fantastic job. We've almost doubled the teams now, and I think we're halfway there to halfway the teams across the league doing a hockey talk tonight.
Thanks for this, and thanks for doing all that good you do as well here in the community, being a spokesperson for being a mental health advocate, because it's times like this, and this is especially the time of the year, I think, that a lot of people certainly feel it as well. Thanks, Hershey.
Yeah, thanks, John. I appreciate it.